This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Weeks before this election, they're telling us that the single most grave threat to America is a bunch of like poor, impoverished, broke, hungry refugees 1,000 miles away.
Broke, impoverished, hungry, poor. How many ways can you say they ain't got no money? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to KJRadio.com. That was Barack Obama trying to make some hay with this whole refugee thing. They 1,000 miles away. They ain't going to make that. What they going to do to you? Huh? Well, they're going to make a run for the border. Yo quiero Taco Bell. And then they're going to come in here and they're going to start taking advantage of our system, taking money out of America, sending it back, not assimilating, not giving a crap about us, increasing the taxes that we have to pay. Probably bringing over disease, criminal element, yada, yada, yada. That's what they're going to do to us, Barack. Here's the rest of his clip.
That's like the thing that's really going to threaten Gary in the end. It's not like we need more jobs here. It's not health care. It's not like how are we going to educate our kids and get those guns out of the hands of our kids. That's not the thing. The thing is, these folks 1,000 miles away. And by the way, they're even using our brave troops, sending them down as a political stunt. Men and women of our military deserve better than that.
Yeah, like a leader that cares. Anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Needless to say, we've talked about this caravan making a run for the border. And huge miscalculation on the part of the Democrats. I don't know where they come up with their strategies, but I would work on those. Donald Trump tweeted this. 60 Minutes did a phony story about child separation when they know they had the exact same policy, that we had the exact same policy as the Obama administration. In fact, a picture of children in jails was used by other fake media to show how bad, cruel we are. But it was in 2014 during the O years. That was what Donald Trump tweeted. Brandon Darby, one of my friends, tweeted this. Reminder, the Obama administration also used force and tear gas in 2013 when a large group of people stormed our border and threw rocks at our agents. At the same place. The exact same place. Then I got the story. Because I was curious about it. Susan Schroeder wrote it. They were reporters, a group of about 100 people trying to illegally cross the border Sunday near San Ysidro port of entry, threw rocks and bottles at U.S. Border Patrol agents who responded by using pepper spray and other means to force the crowd back into Mexico. The incident has raised concerns among advocates on both sides of the immigration debate as well as Border Patrol representatives. Immigration rights groups in San Diego said they didn't know beforehand about the plan to rush the border, and they worried that desperation is driving homeless deportees to make a bold bid to rejoin their families in the United States. That's how they framed it then. See, they can't frame it that way now because, you know what? These people planned their walk. And what was funny about it, they said, there's a caravan that started. It's 100 people. There's a second caravan that started. It's 200 people. There are more people joining the caravans, and more caravans are starting, and now it's into the thousands. And they wanted us to, oh my goodness, it's into the thousands. Well, we might as well just let them in because now it's a big enough group of people that we can't stop them. You know what happened? Your president said, yeah, you can. You can stop them. You can stop them by telling them you're not getting in. So it's a simple question because the left say, well, you should just let them in, man, and then make this the last one. Okay, well, why is this the last one? Why would it be? If you let them in, why would they stop? Is there a number? Is there a magic number that says, oh, yeah, if you do it this way, they'll stop. If you let 1,000 in, they won't keep coming. Let me tell you what we've had over the past few decades, folks. We've had people that said, let's just deal with our immigration problem, but we can't just deal with it piecemeal. We have to deal with the whole thing. We need comprehensive immigration reform. You ever try to do something comprehensively? Tell me what works. When you build a building, do you build it comprehensively? Or do you build it step by step? I'm just curious. See, the way I look at the border problem is you can't just deal with it comprehensively. You have to lay a foundation. And the foundation in this case is going to be vertical. And it's called a wall. And it's going to stop people from just walking right across the border. Then you start dealing with the other parts of the foundation, like the employers that want to employ these people. And you start understanding that we're going to honor our legal system, that we're not going to just give you code words to say and you get asylum and all these other things. And Donald Trump is saying we're going to go at this piecemeal, bit by bit. And you know what step one is? I know this is going to sound so radical. You guys are going, Kevin, how do you know this stuff, KJ, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show? How do you know? Let me tell you what he's going to do. He's going to stop him from coming in. You don't have a border wall, but he's got military, got border patrol, he's got razor wire, and he's given an authorization that says, you're not going to come over here and do something to our citizens and we not respond back. Those days are over. And you know what's happening? People are going home. We'll talk about it in just a bit. People are going home. Look, these people have been, they've been asked, hey, do you want asylum in Mexico? Nope. Don't want to be in Mexico. If I were Mexican, I'd be in it. I'd be insulted. Oh, so you want to go to the United States, but you don't want to stay in Mexico? Man, what's wrong with you? You need to get out of our country right now. They have borders, places set up, and they say to protect. They don't know whether it's to protect these guys or what, but they've got borders. They've got police outside of this compound where these guys are. It's set up, and they're saying the Mexican citizens are tired of these people. They're ingrates. These are people that don't even care that the Mexicans, who don't have a whole lot, have extended themselves, given them food, given them shelter, given them clothing. And these people are like throwing food on the ground, trashing the place. Like Mexico's like, hey, it ain't much, but it's ours. The Democrats have way overestimated themselves here. I'm not going to be mad at them. Plays into our hands. This is what we've needed for quite some time, is to get, to make people understand that we have someone that says, your sovereignty is important to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So the Democrats have been saying for quite some time that all these migrants that are coming over are a bunch of women and children, needy women and children. You know, they've lost their husbands, their livelihood, and whatever else. And they want to bring them in for humanitarian reasons and all these different things. That's been the narrative. It's not a bunch of men. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. No, it's not men. It's a bunch of women, and it's women and children, and that's the way they always tug at our heartstrings. And it's so predictable, it's crazy. You're looking at things. Education, it's about the children, right? Women's rights, it's about the women. We'll talk about a story later where a woman has been arrested for beating her husband. The story's really funny. But it's women can never do wrong, and neither can kids, and you know, it's always their stuff. But let me tell you, they do wrong quite often. And I'm not implying that these migrant women have done anything wrong, but I am implying that MSNBC and trying to use the women and children have done something wrong. The left has done something wrong because they want to tug at your heartstrings knowing that they're propagating a lie. So they were doing an interview in Tijuana. And they had one of their guys on the ground, and they wanted to propagate their fake news narrative. and say that this is a bunch of women and children, and you know their lives are at stake, and they're you know blah blah blah. And this is the guy. This is the clip from MSNBC. And talk about wrecking your narrative on national TV. Donald Trump couldn't have done better himself. Here it is.
Because some people look at these images and they listen to the president who says it's not women and children, it's stone cold criminals. So my first question is, you're in that tent camp. Besides that family, give us a profile of who is there mostly and what are they looking for? Because it seems as though, to your point, they don't actually have the necessary information so they know how to cross the border. There could be people yesterday who were running because they thought it was their only chance.
Right. And it's very difficult because this has become such a polarizing issue. If we kind of take a walk, you'll be able to see for yourself. Again, this is the inner sanctum of the shelter. So you're going to see a lot of families here, a lot of women and children. But the truth is the majority of the people that are part of this caravan, especially outside, if we can make our way all the way over there, we'll show you the majority of them are men. So when this becomes a polarized political issue in the United States, you have people on one side that point and say, there are women and children here, and that is true. And then there are others who point and say these are men that are trying to cross the border, and that's true too. From what we've seen, the majority are actually men, and some of these men have not articulated that need for asylum. Instead, they have talked about going to the United States for a better life and to find work. But if we come this way here, we're just going to leave. This is where there's a food bank that's set up, and you've got a long line of men. Earlier, we saw about 500-600 men standing in line waiting for food, and it looks like that's dwindled down. But this is the outskirts, and we're going to pass through here. I'm going to show you where there are some police officers, and this is the outer perimeter. This is where we're starting to see a large portion of police that are forming up on each side of the caravan. So this is the outskirts over there. Way down by those trees, there are police, many police in riot gear, and we don't know if they are here to actually protect the migrants, which is another thing that we've heard, because there are people here in Tijuana that want these migrants to leave, or they are here because they may make some sort of incursion into the shelter and try to remove.
Ouch, that had to hurt. Goodness gracious. I'm going here, it's mostly men. There were as many as 500 men over here waiting to eat, and 300 over here, and this, that. And in the video, it's even worse, because it's like, okay, women, hey, there's one, there's a woman, child, there's a woman and a child. Men. Oh, there's one. I mean, it was so ridiculous. I'm shocked they even played it, that they showed it. Somebody grabbed the clip, so too late. I mentioned earlier, and we had talked about this before, because 3,000 migrants went home like a week ago. They were like, we're done. There's nothing for us here. So this is a recent story. It says, a collection of Central American caravan migrants, I call them invaders, in Tijuana, and some still camped in Mexico City, decided to return home. You want to know why? Fear of violent clashes with authorities. Several claimed they were promised an easy journey, with minimal resistance from U.S. officials. Now, I want you to stop and think for just a second. Where are we in this whole story? If Hillary Clinton's president, where are we if Barack Obama's president? Now, we've already seen that scenario play out. Barack Obama let in 68,000 kids, supposed kids, mostly teenage kids, sprinkled them all over the country for voting purposes. But where would we be? You know the answer. I don't have to give you the answer. There would have been no warning to say we're gonna have our military there. We're beefing up border patrol. We're going to put up razor wire. We're gonna give the authority to fight back if you're attacked, and on and on. We would have none of this. We would have had tens of thousands more people coming into the country, and they would have continued. They were testing Donald Trump, and he passed with flying colors. I'm glad you guys are here listening to me, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Tell your friends if you like the show. It's that simple. Send them a clip. Go to KJRadio.com. Grab it. We're on Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes, you name it. Going on, here's what they said. In Mexico City, several migrants are seeking a return home after growing tired from waiting weeks in shelters, growing fearful of rising violence at the border, Mexico 724 reported. The news site spoke with Maritza del Carmen Mendez, a Salvadoran migrant who claimed she left her country in October but is afraid of tensions surrounding the caravan and the escalation of conflicts at the border. Woman says she's planning to return home until her relatives in the U.S. can arrange her journey with a human smuggler. She admits this. I'll come back when they can smuggle me in, but I'm not coming in like this because there's too many people looking. This is the way our system now works. In Tijuana, where thousands of migrants are waiting for entry in the U.S., several individuals signed up for returns, courtesy of the Mexican government, claiming they were misled about the difficulties ahead of them. See, they said, don't worry. Donald Trump will cave to the pressure. You don't have to sweat it. It's all good. And Donald Trump said, you come. I mean, I've never been more proud. I mean, I'm proud on many fronts, but I've never been more proud of a president on a border issue than I am of this president who said, you come here, you will not get in. And then he backed it up. And they thought that run for the border was going to do it. They were like, oh, there's no way they will tear gas us. There's no way they won't let us in. There's no way we... And the military said, bring it. And I don't know about you, if you saw that picture of the razor wire, I wouldn't have crossed it. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Border Patrol agents will continue to use tear gas if Central American migrants attack again using rocks. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says agents are using the least intrusive tools they possibly can. Republican Congressman Ron Johnson says this whole border issue, it's been going on a long time.
last fiscal year, over 1,400 people per day either were apprehended coming to this country illegally between the borders or showed up at the ports of entry and didn't have proper documentation. Last month alone, that figure was 1,960 people per day.
First Lady Melania Trump has added opioid addiction rehabilitation as one of her pillars to her Be Best initiative to help children of all ages. Today, the First Lady was addressing students at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.
And if you or someone you know needs help, you need to be brave enough to ask.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you get that real up? No. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So, Mia Love is in the news. I saw this story. I actually didn't listen to the clip. I don't know. I thought my producers might have gotten the clip. I didn't need to see it because I read it. And I thought to myself, Mia Love is showing her true colors. And there's a new color on the color chart, color spectrum. You guys may not be aware of it, but it's called Rhino. And that's what Mia Love is about. Now, admittedly, I've met Mia. Most of us, if you did meet her, you liked her, you were happy to see a woman of color, an intelligent woman, enter the political scene. Many of us gushed over the idea that we had this intelligent black woman running for Congress, and when she won, it was like, wow, way to go. You know, we have, you know, I mean, there's all these buffoons that there are on the left. Here you got Mia, who's an accomplished young woman, and I don't have her history in front of me, but I just remember because I met her at CPAC for the first time, and I was like, man, I like her. You know, bubbly, the whole deal. Few people get elected in politics, however, without kissing the ring. And you know what I mean by that. See, there's a hierarchy in politics. I was explaining this to a friend of mine who lost in a congressional bid. And he said to me, he's run twice. He won the primary the first time, lost against Kyrsten Sinema as a congressional rep. Then he ran again, and the GOP conspired against him. And brought in a candidate from California who used to live in Arizona but had moved, and they brought him back, and he lost. And he says to me, Kevin, why would they do that? I don't get this. And I'm explaining. I said, you do understand you represent this. You don't come through the ranks. The Republican, by the way, this is not just Republicans, Democrats too. There's a hierarchy. It's like a private up to general. Okay, and they call it the chain of command. And if you come into the service, for example, as a private, then don't expect us. I don't care if you were the Golden Gloves heavyweight boxing champion. If you come into the service as a private, a sergeant who couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag is your boss, and you better respect it. And he might be your squad leader, and don't you dare go around him to the staff sergeant. You know, or the platoon sergeant, the gunny or whatever, because you will be in big trouble. He is a better champion than you by virtue of those three stripes on his uniform and you having none. That's how it works. So in politics, if you come in at the level of, say, commissioner or something like that, everybody above you is better. It's like a poker hand. You know, if I have three of a kind, I'm going to beat your pair. Period. Everywhere in the world. And Donald Trump disrupted that. So anyway, here's my point. Mia Love got recognized at some point by somebody. Somebody went, "You should run for office." And she, you know, she's probably plugged in some way, and they convinced her to run. And they said, no, we're going to help you. The GOP went out and found her, and they said they're going to help. And they did. See, Republicans salivate for people who possess even a hint of conservatism. They love those kind of blacks because they can counter the left. And you know how the left works. They want blacks, Latinos, women, veterans, or whatever. The only thing that's required on the left is that you be radical. So for years, leftists paraded their group of silly Negroes, known as the Congressional Black Circus, and it's, of course, full of clowns, for all of the world to see. And, of course, you've watched The Daily Show of Mad Maxine Waters or Sheila Jackson Lee or the lady with the crazy hats. And then the Hank Johnson who thinks Guam's going to tip over and on and on. So you've seen these clowns at work. And they're stupid. Sheila Jackson Lee gave tribute to a racist FDR, ignoring the fact that he appointed a member of the Ku Klux Klan to the Supreme Court, as well as an avowed segregationist to the Supreme Court. This guy put two racists on the Supreme Court, implemented the New Deal, which excluded most blacks. The programs excluded the jobs of blacks, and she is on the congressional floor extolling his virtues. And they wonder why I call them circus clowns. Anyway, this process by which Democrats pick their black leaders fails every time. There's not a competent member of the Congressional Black Caucus. They're thieves, scoundrels of the highest order. And they know how to get attention so that they can gin up some sort of money for themselves while they completely ignore their districts. I've got a project I want to do that hopefully will expose them, but I'm not going to go into detail. But I'll tell you this, there's no safe Congressional Black Caucus district. They are the most crime-ridden districts in the country, and crime represents only a small part of their problem. Businesses don't go there. No development wants to be in an area where there's a Congressional Black Caucus. Nothing. The schools are the worst performing in the country, and the list of Democrat man-made atrocities is too long for me to... I could dedicate the rest of this show to it and still have a lot of time left over. But at least black Republicans have some sense. But when they're discovered by Republicans, they suffer from the problem that they're mentored in a rhino system. And the rhino system says, "Mia, I'm going to make you. I can break you. You will do what I tell you when I tell you. When I say jump, you say how high. And don't you dare go around me or do anything that upsets me. And you're okay." It's like a mafioso boss telling everybody, "You're okay until I don't like you." So in order to get the support of the GOP in her area, Mia Love had to distance herself from President Trump. I don't know who all did it. I don't know why. But why would you not want Trump to run with you in Utah? Utah. Oh, was it Romney country? No, it was Orrin Hatch country. Orrin Hatch had already done a mea culpa saying Donald Trump was godlike in his eyes. Mia Love just had to follow the party line and she would have been fine. I'm talking about the Trump line, not the Republican Party. But she didn't do it. And she lost. She needed to distance herself from the Republicans because somebody told her. Now, in changing the party, President Trump noted her loss and those of others who didn't ask for his support. And he made the comment that essentially said, "Hey, look, you lost because you didn't follow me. You weren't part of my program. Now, some see this as typical Trump braggadocio, but I'm going to tell you this. It wasn't. Trump spoke the truth. Had it not been for his campaigning, Republicans would have taken a bigger hit in the House, and they might not even control the Senate. So in short, Donald Trump prevented the blue wave. Now, you helped. I'm not taking anything away from you, but you have felt empowered by Donald Trump for quite some time. Now, I was reading this report, and here's what they said. Mia Love decided to slam the president. They said she slammed him during her concession speech, saying he has, quote, no real relationships, just convenient transactions. She narrowly lost her re-election bid to Democrat Ben McAdam earlier this month, and Trump was quick to call her out for not embracing him more on the campaign. As she conceded, Love said she was initially surprised Trump took a jab at me, but later wondered, what did he have to gain by saying such a thing about a fellow Republican? This gave me a clear vision of his world, as it has no real relationships, just convenient transactions. So I'm going to focus on that for a second. Convenient transactions. No real relationships. Let me tell you, in politics, do you think these people have real relationships? I'm going to give you the answer. No. Mia Love didn't have any real relationships. She had transactions. And you know, the smartest thing that she said is Donald Trump doesn't see this as relationships. He sees it as business. It is a transaction. He's not there to make friends. He's there to do transactions. He understands that today you may partner with me. Tomorrow I may have to give you a nickname. I may have to say something about you that's not very flattering. And it's going to be transactional the entire time we know each other. Will he form some friendships? Probably. But you know what? As they said in a Jerry Maguire, it ain't show friends, it's show business. This is exactly what we want in a politician. See, Mia Love was trying to make friends in the Republican Party. She thinks that they care about her. They don't care. I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm just telling you they don't care. Democrats don't care. They care about their business, their transactions. Trump is the smartest guy to reckon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Christine Blase Ford is, I got another name for her. She's back in the news. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, too. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. She's back in the news. She says, she wants to thank the people that donated to help her, because the money that they gave, that you I'm not saying you, but people gave her. Maybe some people that listened to the program gave money to Christine Blasey Ford. If you did, yeah, I don't know how you could consider yourself one of my fans, one of my friends. But okay, whatever. The only security Christine Blasey Ford needs is security from Hollywood producers beating down a door for the movie rights to her blatant lie about her interaction with now Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The only person who profited from torching Supreme Court Justice Judge Kavanaugh is Blasey Ford. The Democrats lost crazy political clout. They lost credibility over this ruse. Kavanaugh sits on SCOTUS, the Supreme Court bench, but he lost a ton. He paid a heavy price to get into office. Would you? I mean, he's tainted with the lie. And the sad part is nobody's going to believe him. I mean, a lot of people aren't going to believe him that just don't want to, because that's how leftism is. Once you get tainted, well, that's it. So he paid a heavy price. His family paid a heavy price. His daughters, his wife, his friends, people around him. Kevin Jackson paid a heavy price. Now, maybe not that heavy, but I lost my Fox gig over Kavanaugh. Yeah, the Me Too movement has a skin on the wall. But my skin's on the wall. Just I'm thinking about it. What? I'm trying to think of something clever to say about my skin being on the wall. Like, yeah, but it's watching them, or you get too close, it'll wrap you up. But if that's what they needed to feel good about themselves, then good. Ford, though, she made out like a bandit. And according to the Daily Caller, she wanted to explain herself. Tell people, here's where the money went. The money that I made from accusing Judge Kavanaugh of being a serial rapist. Yeah. Christine Blasey Ford published a statement thanking everyone who has supported her after she came forward and accused Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her back in the 1980s. Remember, too, the definition of sexual assault has changed dramatically since I was a kid. Because sexual assault when I was a kid meant you were raped. Now, I get it. You know, if a woman gets felt up or whatever. That's what we called him when I was in school. Like, oh, he felt her up, meaning he reached and grabbed her, like pulled a Donald Trump, right? Grabbed her by the... But let me tell you, guys would grab a girl and like, they called it cop a feel, if I'm remembering. I'm dusting off some cobwebs here. But like, just brush up against a girl to feel her breast. Today, that's sexual assault. And I guess in the purest sense of it, it is sexual assault because it's a sexual thing. But what if just shaking hands? Or a kiss on the cheek? I mean, who knows what's going to be sexual assault in a decade at the rate that we're going. But anyway, I get it because I know guys that have felt up a woman, you know, felt up a girl. I watched one of my friends do it. And I can't remember the girl's name, but she was beautiful. I remember that girl. And I'm going to ask one of my friends if they can remember her name. She was two grades older than I was, so I never even thought about, you know, being a date to her or anything. But I remember one of my buddies saying, I'm going to go feel her up. And she was just not paying attention, talking to some girls. And he goes over and he touches her breast. That's sexual assault today. Now, that would just get you slapped or a boyfriend might beat your butt, but it wouldn't get you put in jail and accused of sexual assault and you get run. But what Kavanaugh supposedly did to Blasey Ford was get on top of her, and he was too drunk to get her pants off, and you know, and his buddy Mark Judge watched, and blah blah blah, and she ran out and left her friend and doesn't remember how she got home and all this stuff. You remember this big fat lie that she told? But anyway, after telling that, she, you know, she did the testimony and posted on a GoFundMe page that was dedicated to raising money for her. Multiple pages sprung up, and she had raised almost $648,000. She wanted to raise $150,000. Now, I don't know why she picked that number, because she said, I need security. And I don't know what security costs. I've never had it. I don't need it. I'm a dangerous man already. But so she raised $647,000, wanting to raise 150,000, and 14,000 people donated to her. 14,000. So for the sake of discussion, say 15,000 people donated, what, 30 bucks each? Or is it 300? Yeah, I don't know. You do the math. So if it was 15,000, no, because she raised 600-something thousand, so it's more than that. They donated, like, say, 50 bucks. 50 bucks each. Okay. Now, here's what she said. Your tremendous outpouring of support and kind letters have made it possible for us to cope with the immeasurable stress, particularly the disruption to our safety and privacy. Last time I checked, the person who destroyed your privacy was Diane Feinstein. Anyway, she says, because of your support, I feel hopeful that our lives will return to normal. I'm not buying it. See, because I like the new norm. If I were Blasey Ford and I could get 14,000 people to donate for one lie, I'd keep lying. I mean, if I were of her ilk, maybe she didn't do it because it's too difficult to keep the lie going, because so many people are fawning all over her and asking her to come speak and give autographs or something. I don't know. But don't be surprised if Ford develops cancer, finger quotes, and she'll go back to her database of 14,000 suckers, I mean donors, who can help me with my treatment. I need to fight this violent attacker known as cancer. She'll pull a Lance, what's his name? Dude, the one that Tour de France. Anyway, she'll pull a Lance on you and pretend, you know, Lance, what's his name? You know what I'm talking about. But he gave himself testicular cancer because of the steroid concoctions he was taking. Then when he got his testes, one of them, or one testicle, cut off and, you know, and had to go in for cancer and showed his healing, he decided to make cancer his cause. Lance Armstrong, right? Thank you. And so he gives himself cancer, battles the fight against that cancer, not telling anybody that he was the reason for his cancer. That's what Blasey Ford reminds me of. Mm-hmm. So she says, your donations have allowed us to take responsible steps to protect ourselves against frightening threats, including the physical protection and security for me and my family, and to enhance the security for our home. Yeah, right. She built a whole new room. Anyway, she says, we used your generous contributions to pay for the security service, which began on September 19th and recently begun to taper off. A home security system, housing and security costs incurred in Washington, D.C., and local housing for part of the time we have been displaced. Part of the time we have been able to stay with our security team in a residence generously loaned to us. She did... repairs on her house and added to it. That's what she did. $500,000 rehab on her house so the family can return to her newly remodeled kitchen and that new media room addition where they can watch the reruns of the testimony that pay for all that new crap. You ain't fooling me, Christine Blasey Ford. Yeah. Did we find out that Justice Kavanaugh is a serial rapist and now things can go back to normal? I've been vindicated. The rest of the money was hopefully used so Ford could find who stole her big girl voice. She's a lying piece of crap is what she is. And she snookered far too many people who were more than willing to donate to this liar. And what happened to Grassley? He was supposed to be investigating, you know, he asked for all the data leading up to this stuff. Nothing's happened. He says, I want senators, their staffs, the officers of Senator Feinstein and Hirono. Other than your communications with me and my staff in preparation for September 27th. And he wanted all the information. And he got nothing. And what about Mark Judge? He's got a case. They put him in the room with this and defamed this man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.